Israeli warplanes destroyed the Palestinian police station in Ramallah last night, and Israeli police closed several Palestinian buildings in East Jerusalem, most importantly the headquarters of the Palestinian Liberation Organization. The move comes after a Palestinian suicide bomber killed himself and 15 others in central Jerusalem yesterday. It was the worst attack in Jerusalem since the Palestinian uprising began 10 months ago. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Jerusalem.
Angry calls for revenge last night at the intersection where Israeli police picked through the rubble of the restaurant that was destroyed in the blast. Orthodox rabbis search for bits of the exploded bodies to ensure a proper burial. Israelis are keenly aware that international opinion has swung against them in recent weeks, and as one Western television reporter waited to file his next update, the angry crowd surrounding him vented its fury.
This is my life. You go home to England.
No, I stay here. With my family, mister.
Your family what? I watch the news every day. I see what you do about the news. You turn the whole thing around.
Calls for a large-scale military response echoed among the public and right-wing Israeli politicians. Prime Minister Ariel Sharon met with key advisors into the early morning hours, trying to formulate a response. Officials said the calls to extract a heavy death toll among Palestinians were not heeded because Israel didn't want to divert international attention from the horrific scenes of dead Israeli civilians, including several children. After the security cabinet meeting broke up, the Israeli Air Force dispatched F-16 fighter jets to Ramallah, where a missile attack destroyed the Palestinian police station. Those inside managed to get out before the attack. By far the most aggressive response, at least symbolically, was the closing down by Israeli police of a number of Palestinian buildings in East Jerusalem, including the Orient House. That's the headquarters of the PLO and a profoundly important site to those who see East Jerusalem as the capital of a future Palestinian state. In Ramallah, Palestinian analyst Mustafa Barghouti said the destruction of the police station, about 200 yards from his house, was a criminal act, but the taking over of the Orient House was potentially much more damaging to the peace process.
The closure of the Orient House is a violation of Oslo Agreement. I think the symbolic value of what was done is that Israel is saying to the Palestinians that we are now destroying Oslo Agreement. Israel has destroyed already Oslo process, and now it started destroying Oslo Agreement, and now they're invading areas that should have been under Palestinian authority according to Oslo Agreement.
Israel says what's blocking the Oslo Accord is 10 months of Palestinian violence. For the Israelis, it's a day to bury their dead before the Jewish Sabbath starts at sundown. Of the 15 fatalities, 5 were from the same family. Relatives said the family had come to Jerusalem from the Jewish settlement of Nehriya on the West Bank to get away from the tensions. One relative told Israeli radio that she survived 3 concentration camps before coming to Israel.
What can I say? I was over. I came from the Holocaust, from the camps, and me. I came from the camps. I came here to build a family, and I built a family. But this ends like this in our land.
There was initial confusion over who was responsible for the blast, as 2 militant groups, Islamic Jihad and Hamas, claimed the bomber as one of theirs. Israeli security sources said they had information that both organizations sent suicide bombers to Jerusalem yesterday. They believe the blast at the restaurant came from the Hamas bomber. Israeli forces have averted a number of other bombing attempts in recent weeks, and Jerusalem Mayor Ehud Olmert said yesterday's attack was not unexpected. But he insisted that despite the heavy death toll, he would not ask Israelis to avoid popular areas of the city.
This is our lives here. This is not a movie. This is not a show. This is the life of the city, and we are going to continue our lives in the city of Jerusalem, and no one is going to break us, no one is going to stop us.
International criticism of the bombing was emphatic and widespread. In the Arab world, condemnations came from Egypt and Jordan. Palestinian President Yasser Arafat condemned the targeting of civilians and called for an immediate joint ceasefire declaration. That was rejected by Israel. Yesterday's suicide bombing and today's Israeli response have set the stage for what both sides fear is another round of clashes. It's in this atmosphere that U.S. State Department official David Satterfield arrives in Israel to see what can be done about reviving the peace process. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.